Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Hallelujah. Father, we honor your presence this morning. Your presence is great among us. What a mighty God you are. Your presence is holy. Your presence is sweet. Oh, God, abide with us daily, Lord God. Lead us, oh, God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We need to be led daily, Father God, oh, in the paths of righteousness so our feet don't slip off your path, oh, God. I thank you for leading us by your high right hand, your holy arm. What a mighty God you are. You are awesome in all your ways, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you for your divine protection. We thank you that you are a protector. We thank you that you're everything that we need. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides everything we need. You provided salvation. In the name of Jesus, you provide deliverance. You provide strength. You provide health. You provide everything that we need. You are Jehovah Rapha, our mighty healer, Lord. Heal us of our soul's diseases, O God. Let the Assyrians be broken in our land, O God. Break in pieces the brass and iron gates, O God. Cut the bars of iron, break every yoke off our neck in the name of Jesus and burst all the bonds in the name of Jesus. Break them with the rod and the iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Break the arm of the wicked, break their teeth, O God, in their mouths, the teeth of the young lions. And let the oppressors be broken in pieces, O God. Let the arms of the wicked be broken. Let the horns of the wicked be broken, O God. Let the kingdoms of darkness be broken, Father God. Let, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let the foundations of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdoms of Babylon be broken. Let all the bows of the wicked be broken. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we break in pieces the horse and the rider. We break in pieces the chariot and the rider. We break in pieces the captains and the rulers. Let your word out of our mouth be like a hammer that breaks rocks in pieces, O God. Break down every wall erected by the enemy against our lives. O God, we break down every altar erected against by the enemy against our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the idols and images of the land be broken by your power, O Lord. We break and disannul every demonic covenant made by our ancestors in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are covered with the blood of Jesus. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for Bible Storyland and every person, Lord God, who's coming on the line this morning, oh, God. We just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for those who are already on. Oh, God, we are your family called by your name. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning that you are wise and powerful. And we are praising your name forever and ever and ever and ever. We refuse to let go of you, oh God. We're holding on to you closer than ever before. We need a closer walk with you, oh God. We need strength for the journey, Lord God. We can't make it without you. We need more strength for the journey. Breathe your Zoe life into our bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give us more strength. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, hold on to us. In the name of Jesus, as we hold on to your unchanging hand, we thank you that you are a faithful and loyal King. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We honor you this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning again. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We are so grateful that this is the day our Father made. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He decides what the day is like. Hallelujah. So we're depending on Father God in the name of Jesus for everything, even our very breath. We can't do it without him. We tried. Can't do it, though. We tried all kind of things. Couldn't do it. Hallelujah. We realized that we need him. He gave us wisdom. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I say good morning again. And I pray that your day is starting out prosperous and that it will continue to be prosperous in the Lord. What we have with us this morning, Karen Itell, from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good.
Amen, amen. Grateful you joined us this morning. So I thank God for you. What song are you going to play this morning on Joyful Praise Day?
This is the day.
Amen. I love it. Go ahead. Show him great admiration. exhortation, and exuberant praise. Today is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are grateful because we are experiencing this day. Many people did not experience this day today, but we are grateful that our God allowed us to experience this day. Let's joyfully praise our King. Let's give our Father, our Creator, exuberant praise. We are grateful this morning. We have Jackie Travis with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Good morning, Sister G. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Feeling
Amen. Good. Well, we're with Pastor Donna this morning. She's out of town giving a workshop this morning, so we'll, you know, keep her in prayer. But we're grateful you, her cousin, joined us this morning. What are you going to sing?
I was going to say, this is the day. If Sister Karen played it, that was great. I said, Lord, we think alike. Everybody's thinking alike.
Amen.
She just played it. I'm going to sing a little bit.
Huh?
I said, she played it. I'm going to sing a little bit of it.
All right. Hey, okay. Hallelujah.
All right. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He turned us to a cloudy day. He wrapped me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I had been battered and scorned. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. And if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Oh, my God. No telling. I thank God. Thank you. That was beautiful, Jackie. Beautiful songs. Thank you so much. We're continually praising and honoring our God on Bible Storyland Joyful Praise Day. We are honoring the King of Kings. He is Lord. He is King. He's our shepherd. Well, in a minute, Karen Itell is going to bring another song of praise. We're grateful that the Most High God loves us, cares about us, and he didn't leave us down here alone. He watches over us morning, noon, and night. He said he would not leave us comfortless. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us daily. So we got to make sure that we are listening and sensitive to his spirit, and we get to be sensitive by spending time in his presence. We can't make it without our King. We got to spend time with him. blessing him, honoring him, giving him glory, giving him praise, staying connected to him. Yep, we got to stay connected to him, because if we miss that time with him, sometimes we miss what he wants to tell us. You know he wants us to come in the secret place. He got things he want to tell. He said he gives secrets to his children. And I don't know about you, but I want to know the secrets of God. Those things that, you know, he don't tell everybody now. Mm-mm. Those people who running after him, you know, seeking after him, thirst for him, hunger for him, that's the ones he reveals secrets to. So I'm so grateful the Most High God love us so much. He love you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Not just me. I know I'm his favorite daughter, but he love you too. Just kidding. But anyway, I'm grateful for the Lord, our Father, who's on our side. So, Karen, what you going to play this morning?
When the trumpet of the Lord.
All right. Prophetess Lawson, are you there? Prophetess Lawson, are you there? All right. I thought she was on this morning, but she may not be on yet. She'll be on later. All right. Well, this morning, we're lifting up Pastor R.J. Washington's family, his church family, his friends, and all those who loved him. And we ask you for comfort, Lord God, and strength for the family, Lord. We ask you for strength and comfort, Lord God, that they would not take their eyes off of you. You are the great and mighty comforter, Lord God. As they weep, we weep. As they mourn, we mourn, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you are the great and mighty comforter. You're able to comfort them, Lord God. You're able to strengthen them through this journey, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, as the homegoing, oh, God, begin, Lord God. We thank you for this mighty man of God being honored greatly, Lord God. So, Father God, strengthen the family unit, strengthen the church body, Lord God. And we decree and declare, Lord God, that you are Lord, you are King, you are ruler of our nation, you are over everything, oh God. So, Father, be with this family, Lord God, and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for this family and what you're going to do, even for his church family. Oh, Lord, be with his precious wife and the children, Lord God. Oh, God, keep them on your holy path. Remove any discouragement or downheartedness, oh, God. Even as they weep and mourn, Lord God, give them, Lord God, strength, oh, God, comfort, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We're thanking God this morning. Those who sacrifice thanksgiving offerings honor me, says the Lord. And to be the blameless, he will show his salvation. Well, I thank God this morning. And my tongue shall speak of righteousness and the praise all day long. We'll praise the Lord all day long for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, for his favor. We are praising him like never before. This is joyful praise day. We are joyfully praising him. We're not bringing heavy loads. We've laid down our heavy burdens, giving them to him. But we are praising our Father. We praise him in song, and now it's time for the word of God. We are honored to have with us on Bible Storyland this morning a dynamic speaker, a mighty man of God that loves the Lord and loves the people of God. He is the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry in Jacksonville, Florida, and he has a word from the Lord. We welcome back to Bible Storyland Pastor Johnny McCray. Good morning, Pastor. How are you?
Well, good morning, Minister D. I'm doing good this morning. Thank you very, very much. It's such an honor and privilege to be in the presence of God's people this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, Bible Story Land. This truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we come to rejoice in this, in our joyful praise. We're rejoicing in the Lord this morning for all that he is doing and he is about to do. Amen. I heard some marvelous praises this morning going up into heaven. Amen. I heard some marvelous praises. Yes, yes, Lord. As the Lord is surely good this morning. First of all, I just take this time to acknowledge the Father this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning, asking for you to send us a word from on high that will be a blessing to all the hearers and become doers of your holy word. We thank you for grace and mercy this morning. Lord, we ask that you acknowledge all the prayers that went out this morning for our brother who has transitioned over into the other side, his family and loved ones, and for all the men and women of God who come to acknowledge you this morning, Father, who come into your presence to show others about the joyfulness of your presence, the joyfulness of your praise. We come to honor you this morning. God, we ask that you just humble Pastor McCray this morning and increase your spirit. Have your way. Amen. That we shall be blessed this morning through Bible Storyland Ministry this morning. Father, we ask that you bless the overseer and the host, the head, the founder of Bible Story Land, Lord God, that she reach out all over this world, hallelujah, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, spreading, lifting up the praises and doing the worship and telling others about the goodness of Jesus Christ. God, we honor you this morning in the name of Jesus. So we count it as victory this day in the joyful praise. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everyone who ministered in song this morning and praise. Amen. That the Lord shall be a blessing unto you this morning, this great and marvelous day. I thank God for the privilege of being the overseer of Children Born in Christ Ministries of Jacksonville. Amen. It's definitely a praise. It's definitely an honor. Amen. To be a vessel for Jesus Christ. Amen. To be used by him to reach the people. We will come to reach the lost at any cost, to reach those that are seeking out Jesus Christ. Amen. For those who need to be redirected, those who need to be renewed, those who need to be refreshed. Amen. And that is the joy of our praise. Amen. That we know that we have a Savior. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus Christ. We have a Savior. Hallelujah. Who's able to refresh us, direct us, who watches over us, who keeps us in all our ways. Hallelujah. Who's constantly, who never takes his eyes off of us. Amen. Who never stops doing what he does best, and that is to love us unconditionally. Amen. To keep us in our close relationship. Who's constantly purging us and cleansing us. Who's constantly putting that praise and worship into our mouth. Who's constantly drawing near unto us at all times. God, we thank you this morning for being the God that you are. Amen. In the marvelous name of Jesus. There is a God and there's a word from the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. For joyful praise this morning. Amen. When I hear the word joyful praise, amen, it's a joy, hallelujah, to be in this great number. It is a joy to be in living this morning and have the ability, amen, to know that God has woke me up this morning. It's such a great joy to know that he will never leave me, nor will he ever forsake me. Amen. It is truly a joy this morning. Amen. That God keeps our bodies healthy and our minds stayed on him. Amen. Keep us in our right mind, as the old elders used to say, that my mind is stayed on Jesus. Amen. And we want to have a mind that's conscious of the presence of the Almighty God at all times. That's why we praise him. That's why we are joyful, because we know that we are in tune with the Father at all times. Amen. God have a desire. Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. God have a desire, Bible Storyline, that he is in constant contact with you. He's constantly connected with you. God has a desire to be in a close relationship with you. He don't want to be far off. He has the desire to be close to his children, close to his sons and his daughter. He wants to have a conversation, a communication with us at all times. Hallelujah. And I just love that, that I know that I don't have to contact God because I'm in tune with him. I'm in contact with him at all times. I don't have to find him. He's always there. God is such a marvelous God. Early in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, even in the midnight, God is always there. You don't have to look for him. He's right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God always have you on his mind. Isn't that a great thing? Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Hey, Lord God, that at all times, God has you on his mind. Hallelujah. He's always thinking about you. His mind is staying on you. Oh, that's a joyful praise. That's why I love that song that said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hell, you've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God, we worship you and magnify your name this morning. Amen. Amen. I want to, if I would, this morning. Amen. Bible Story Land, all over the world, and Children Born in Christ this morning. Hallelujah. And for all the hearers of this marvelous word. I would like to go into the book of 107 or the book of Psalms. Amen. Amen. For our word this morning, where it says, hallelujah. I just want to read the first 7 or 8, 9 verses. It says, give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is good, his love is eternal. Repeat these words in praise to the Lord. All you who he has saved, he has rescued you from your enemies. He has brought you back from foreign countries, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Amen. Some wandered into places in the desert, amen, and could not find their way to the city where they lived. Some were hungry and thirsty. Some had given up hope. Some were in trouble, but they called on the Lord. And when they called on the Lord, this is good. Come on. They call out joyful praise. And when they called on the name of the Lord, he saved them from their distress. When they called on the name of the Lord, he led them to a straight road to the city where they could live. When they called on the name of the Lord, yes, God was right there. He said they must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things that he done for them. He satisfied those who are thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Hallelujah. I say, my God is good. And if you run down, if you just drop down to the 20th verse, he says that when the Lord sent his word, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. He sent his word, and he healed them. He sent his word, and he saved them from the grave. Oh, that's a joyful occasion. Hallelujah. That just to know that when God sends his word, hallelujah, oh, man, there's going to be a change coming. I said, when God sent his word, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When God sent his word, amen, he's going to change your direction. It doesn't matter what state of condition you're in. Come on, help me, somebody. It doesn't matter what you may be going through right now. God has a word for you. Hallelujah. Amen. God is speaking a word over your life. God is speaking a word over your situation. God is speaking a word over your condition. I say God has a sent word for you, and according to the word of God, it says that God's word will not return unto him void. Hallelujah. But it will accomplish exactly what it set it out to do. Oh, I'm so happy about that. All I know is that all I have to do, I have to stop running sometimes. I have to stop getting too busy sometimes. I have to stop trying to work out things in my own way sometimes. And all I have to do is have a little faith and ask God, God, if you just send me a word, if you just send me a word, it'll heal my body. If you send me a word, it'll give me a mind condition. If you just send me a word, it'll turn my ashes into beauty. If you just send a word, Lord God, there's somebody that needs something. He said, God, send me a word. Just send a word in my life. Send a word in my situation. Send a word in my condition. Hallelujah. I truly believe that God, hallelujah, will do exactly what he said he would do. And what I love about Israel, when God sent the word, because he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He said they gave thanks unto the Lord. And when he sent that word, they gave thanks to the Lord and said, God is good. They gave thanks to the Lord because in their experiences they know that his love endures forever. Hallelujah. We have our understanding here, church. Listen to me, because this is good. We can rejoice in this. I say, this is good that when God sends the word, hallelujah. No, I got to give him praise. Lord, thank you. You sent a word unto Jeremiah. Thank you. And he stopped weeping. You sent a word to Ezekiel and the people with the dry bones. Hallelujah. When he prophesied, that the bones began to rattle and shake and it became back to life. Hallelujah. And he sent a word, hallelujah, to John. He sent a word to Peter. Hallelujah. He sent a word. If you go all through the word from Adam all the way to Revelation, God always sends a word. That's why I'm so joyful this morning, because I know when God sends a word, hallelujah, everything is going to be all right. Oh, that's why we praise him. Amen. Because it's already all right. Hallelujah. I know we say that, well, when black praises go up, blessings come down. But hey, in this case today, well, when God sends a word, the blessings is all around. Hallelujah. We can be joyful. Amen. Because we know that God has a word for you. God has a word for us. A word. Amen. A word that is not only for just us here in America. According to the scripture here in 7, it says, from the east to the west to the north to the south, God's word is for all people. God's word is in all languages. God's word is in all tongues. God's word, because God is the God of the world. God is the God of the universe. Hallelujah. So we got to understand that we have a Father who is over the whole universe. Oh, yes, but even so, though, even though he's over the whole universe, God got a word for you. God got a personal word for your condition. God got a personal word. Oh, what a mighty God. What a sovereign God. What an awesome God. What an all-knowing God. There is no one like him. Hallelujah. Who redeemed us from destruction. Hallelujah. Oh, don't forget his benefits. Amen. Who healeth all our diseases. Amen, God. Who forgiveth all our iniquities. Who is the Lord over our pastor? Who is our shepherd? Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, man, who casts away all our sins? We're talking about the Father on high. Hey, you can call on him. He got room for you. You can call on him. He got time for you. You can call on Almighty God. Any time of the morning, any time of the night. He's not like these internet. He's not like these cell phones. He don't have a business. He don't drop a call. He don't lose a signal. I'm talking about Almighty God. It don't matter how young you are, and it doesn't matter that you're in the eldership. You can still call on him, and he'll address the case. If you just call on the name of the Lord, he'll send a word for you. I tell you, I'm rejoicing this morning. I'm glad because when I was in my sin, God sent a word and brought me in. Hallelujah. Amen. God said, I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. Hey, yes, God. And even today, through his word, we have obtained peace. Through his word, we have attained joy. Through his word, we have obtained redemption. Through his word, we have retained relationship with the Father. Oh, we need to be rejoicing because I know I'm in God's hand. There was a commercial they used to have, when you're in good hands with Allstate. But when I tell you, when you're in the hands of the Almighty God, you're in the best hands going. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You can just let God have his marvelous way. Oh, I feel good about it this morning. Somebody ought to say, I feel good about it. Somebody ought to say, I'm rejoicing in the Lord today. Or somebody ought to say, I know I don't have to worry because God got it. Your son might be in jail. Your daughter might be on the street corners. It may be another situation. Somebody may be in the emergency room. Somebody may be in intensive care. Somebody may be in prison. I don't know what the bad situation is that way it looks to you, but I tell you, God is on your case. All you got to do is start rejoicing. Because God is sending a word according to your faith. All you got to do is say, Lord, send a word. And I know everything going to be all right. Send a word, Lord God, because I'm casting all my cares on you. He said, cast all your cares upon me. He didn't say some. He said, but all. Yes, Lord. No, Lord, who redeemeth my life from destruction. I say, Almighty God, Lord, we love you this morning. Oh, we give you honor, glory, and praise. Oh, yes, God, you are the one that relieves us from our depression, from our grief, from every principality and power. God, we come this morning with the desire in our heart, mind, and spirit, and soul, that we want to put on the full armor of God this morning. God just dresses down from head, from the head of helmet of salvation, all the way down to our feet that pride with the spirit of peace. God, we need you to cover us this morning. Cover our heart with the breastplate of righteousness. God, put the belt around us, for protecting our going. we're rejoicing this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a good thing to know that I'm a child of God. It's a good thing to know that you are in his care. You are. It's a very good thing to know that God got you in every capacity. And it's God that has your back. I tell you this morning, oh, we got to give him a joyful praise. Oh, we have to just praise him. Sometimes we just need to stop talking. Sometimes we need to stop cigarettes. Sometimes we need to put the pencil down. Sometimes we need to put the phone down and just start to praise him, God. Praise him till you get happy. Praise him until you get joyful. Praise him until the Spirit of the Lord just overflow. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, if you just take a little time out, you just praise the Lord. You'll praise your way through. If you just praise the Lord, take your mind off your circumstances. Raise up above your circumstances. Walk by faith and not by sight. Believe in God's so damn, oh, magnificent word. Believe that God will do more and exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. If you just trust him for a word. Trust him for a moment. Trust him on his promises. Trust him on the authority. Trust him on his blood. God loved us so much that he wants us to have a joyful praise. He loved us so much that God wants you to have that joyful praise. So what he did is he paved the way for that praise, the praise that you have this morning that's there for you if you just open your mouth. If you just open your mouth and start praising him, he made a way for it. How did he make a way, Pastor McCray? He made a way. Oh, yes, he said in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. So I can praise him because he sent Jesus, his only begotten son, who died on the cross for me. Oh, yeah, he hung his head. Oh, yes, he did. And they pierced him in the side. Oh, yeah, they whipped him 39.1 strikes. He bled on that cross. And then he hung his head and he died. Oh, yes, but when he hung his head and he died, they say they bear him, early one Friday morning. Hallelujah. But early one more. Oh, Sunday morning, as we say. He got up. Oh, yes, with all power and authority in his hand. Oh, that's why I praise him. He got up. He didn't stay down. Oh, yes, he got up. Yes, sir, that I could praise him. You need to praise him for it. He got up for me. Yes, Lord. God, we bless your name this morning. We honor you this morning. But now he not only did he get up. Oh, yeah, but yeah, God is a God that maintains things. He watches over to take care of it. So Jesus, not only did he get up and he went back, but now he sits on the right hand of the throne of the Father. You need to be praising him. He's interceding with the Father right now. He's calling your name right now. He said, help my sister. Help my brother. Oh, yes, Lord. Have mercy on him. You know, God, you know your mercy endures forever. Hey, Lord, we love you this morning. I'm just excited. I am so excited about God and all that he's done for us. I'm excited about God because he keeps me every day. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that my Father is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that my God is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that there's no one like him in all the earth. I say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that God of God is God of God Almighty. Oh, yeah, we're going to give him a joyful praise. We're going to magnify his name. But then we're going to go out and we're going to tell somebody, no matter what my situation is, no matter where I'm stated, but I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. I'm going to tell somebody about how good he is. I'm going to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. He is our Father. He is our Lord and our Savior. That's a joyful praise. A joyful praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, for you are so good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that word from your servant, Pastor McCray, Lord God. Fill him back up, oh God, for everything that he poured out on Bible Storyland. Strengthen him for his day's journey, Lord God. Send somebody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that he can even give the word to, in the name of Jesus, that they may be saved today, Lord God. So we are grateful, Father God, that you, the Most High God, love your servant, Pastor McCray, Lord God. Continually bless him, honor, and direct his path in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, what a word, what a word. I love that. Psalms 107, he sent the word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. So I thank God for that word this morning. Send the word. He sent the word and saved them from Adam to Revelation. You know, God has a word for all of us. We just have to be, you know, available to hear the word, available to listen to the word. So I thank God for that great word the pastor gave this morning. And, you know, we desire, like you said, we desire a close to walk with God. He desires to walk close with us, and that's an honor. He could say, uh-uh, I ain't available. But God is always available for us. So do we ever say, God, I'm available for you? I thank God for that powerful word from Pastor McCray this morning. Oh, we thank God for you, Pastor McCray. What a great word. What a great word. I hope that we can, you know, feast off that word, be nourished by that word all day, all week, as long as the Lord say so. So thank you again for being on Bible Storyland with us. It's salvation time on Bible Storyland. You know, the dictionary says that salvation is the preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. The Word of God says salvation concerns eternal spiritual deliverance, deliverance from sin. Romans 10:9-10, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord, believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the grave on the third day, we shall be saved. Don't you know it's salvation time? We don't have time to waste. We got to be saved, and then we got to tell other people about the Lord. Once we get saved and know who God is for ourselves and begin to worship and praise and honor him, and obedience is the key. We got to obey the word. We can't ignore the word. We cannot ignore the word. We got to obey the word. How are you going to obey the word if you don't open it up and read it? How are you going to obey the word when God speaks to you and he says, look, I want you to do this and do that, and you don't do it? You got to be obedient. You got to listen to the word. So once you get saved, we can't backslide. No, backsliding is for no one. We should all hunger and thirst for God. We cancel that spirit of backsliding. We cancel it right now. I'm sorry, Pastor McCray, did you say something?
Bless the Lord.
Amen, amen. So I thank God for, you know, you, Pastor McCray, bringing the word. That was a vital word. We need vital words today to hang on to, you know, for our salvation. You know, we're not careful, we'll slip off the path. So it is testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Press 1. Press 1 if you have a testimony this morning. Want to testify about the goodness of the Lord, something good that he's done for you. Press 1. All right, everybody want to keep their testimonies to themselves this morning. They don't want to share it on the radio. Press 1. I want to know you got a testimony unless you press 1. All right, all right, all ready. Well, I don't see anybody pressing 1 yet. But I know we all have a testimony that God woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. You know, he's delivering us out of the hand of the enemy every day. Okay, somebody over here press 1. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to put them on live just a minute. All right, hold on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How
good morning. I'm blessed of the Lord. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and you are?
Brother Darryl.
Oh, good morning. How are you, Brother Darryl? Good to have you on with us.
I am doing very well. My testimony is I needed a word this morning. Amen. I needed a word greatly this morning. I find myself in distress all yesterday and yesterday evening. And this morning, I really needed a word from the Lord. Pastor McCray, I thank you very much for that word. Amen. Because God has taken me a mighty long way in the things that he's doing for me and with me. And I just thank him for that word. Amen. Sometimes I find myself want to go back, you know, to the old ways. But the word of God will always bring me back around. And I thank you this morning for that word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all very much. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you. We're so grateful you came on this morning. Brother Dell has my same heart for children. That makes me happy. The children just listen attentively to him because of that anointing on his life to draw the children. He teaches them the word of God. I mean, they are just enthused when he teaches the word of God. So we bless you, man of God. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Thank God for you.
All right.
Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. Anybody need prayer? I know I do. Press 1 if you need prayer. Press 1. Make your request known. Okay, somebody press 1. Hold on, please. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. It's me again. I want you to pray
okay.
for my people.
Someone else, too. So hold on. Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
Oh, just pray for my senior citizens and pray for me that I can keep going on with my senior citizens and just pray for their strength, Lord, because I know it's hard sometimes. You know, I have those older people, and they always feel like they're not getting what they need. But, Lord, I want you to just pray for them and give them strength and give me strength, Lord, to be able to help them.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Uh-huh.
All right. Someone else press 1-954-415. Do you have a request? Good morning. 954-415 is your phone number. You press 1. Do you have a request? Can't hear you if you're speaking. 954-415-6359. You pressed 1. All right, they have a silent request, so we'll pray for them. They pressed 1 this morning. Anybody else? Request, press 1. Well, no, you need a request unless you press 1 and speak it out. All right, thank God. Someone else press 1. Hold on. All right. 904-480. You have a request.
Unspoken request. Silent request.
I'm sorry. Unspoken
request. Yes, ma'am.
Sister Smart?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Unspoken request. Okay. All right. We'll pray by the Spirit. Anybody else? Thank you for being on. Press 1. Have a request. Pastor McCray and I are going to be praying for people shortly, so state your request. Anybody else have a prayer request this morning? All right, we're getting ready to pray. Press 1 if you need prayer. I know I need prayer every day, 24/7. You pray for me. I'm like Jackie. I need strength, spiritual strength from the Lord, spiritual strength. Well, Pastor McCray, are you able to pray with me this morning?
Heavenly Father, we just bless your name this morning. We come before your throne of grace and mercy. In this season, God, your eyes are in all places, and you hear the cry of your people. Lord, we ask that you just bless every request, Lord God, those that were spoken aloud and those that were spoken through their heart. There is an outcry, hallelujah, unto you, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you just pour out your spirit, pour out your anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. There's a yoke of depression, hallelujah, the yoke of anxiety, sickness, disease, discomfort, doubt, worry, fear. God, pour out your anointing this morning for the elderly, for the young, for the children, Lord God, in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are able to do any and all things. And for everyone, Lord God, hallelujah, every family member, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you just touch them right now. For truly you are able. God, we say thank you for the blessing. We thank you for deliverance, for the healing. God, we thank you for the being the Redeemer. Hallelujah. Setting the course straight, God, in the name of Jesus. But God, in the midnight hour, we ask that you, Father God, speak into the heart, the conscience of our people. Speak into their heart and uplift them and encourage them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, there is no one like you in all the earth. And we petition and we call on you, Lord God, for we need you this morning. And we found victory in the blood of Jesus this morning. And we spread that mantle over our heads this morning that's going to bring joy. Somebody's going to have a great testimony, a great testimony about the difference that God is making in their life. I see the lives of some children, young people, turning around right now. Hallelujah. I see family members going and supporting their elders. I see daughters reaching back to their mothers. Hallelujah. I see sons reaching out to their fathers. Fathers reaching to their sons. We see it in the spiritual realm. It's coming to fold. It shall come to pass. We see financial blessings being increased. Hallelujah. Financial situations. Hallelujah. Being turned around in the name of Jesus. We see it in the spiritual realm, and it's coming into the natural. Hallelujah. That businesses will thrive. Hallelujah. Amen. The children report in school will become better. We see it in the spiritual realm. God, we bless you in your name. We speak these things. They shall be so in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. We magnify and we lift up your marvelous name. For all that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, who's on a mission this morning for you, Lord God. She's keeping her eyes fixed on you as she brings forth the word to the people that you call for her to speak to this morning, oh God. So, Father, we lift up the place where she is the shepherd over, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Lift up her family, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, her husband, her children, and her church family, Lord. And we ask you to bless them as they travel back and forth. Oh, God, I thank you that as they honor you, Lord God, oh, Father God, keep them safe, protected, hidden under the shadow of your almighty wings. Heal their bodies, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you for shepherding over her as she shepherd over your people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the word, the fiery word that's in her mouth to bring deliverance to people, Lord God, to call on you like never before, Father, in the name of Jesus, to call your name, hallelujah, to praise you, to honor you, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for everything that you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins. Lord, I thank you for Jackie Travis, your daughter, and I thank you for her husband. I thank you for her children, Lord God, her two daughters. And, Lord, we thank you for her ministry where she is the caretaker, Lord God, for those men, oh, God, and women that are seniors, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, many of them get discouraged as they get older. Some of them, Lord God, have Alzheimer's, senility, disease has hit their bodies. Their bones are sometimes, Lord God, stiff, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes their blood is not flowing like it should. But many of them, Lord God, are alert, hallelujah, and still on the battlefield, still doing your will. So we lift them up, all of them, for strength, oh God. Now, Father, give Jackie strength. Your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of our countenance and our God. So we bless and honor you, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jackie, Lord. In the name of Jesus, draw her closer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bring her to a higher and a deeper place in you, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for Miss Lou Dell and those who usually come on that were not on this morning. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless them, protect them, provide for them. And we thank you for all that was on Bible Storyland this morning who are on, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for all of our families, Lord. Bless our families like never before. Meet every need, especially spiritual needs. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, let us have the fruit of the Spirit in our families, the love, the joy, the peace, the faith, the goodness, the gentleness, the kindness, the long-suffering, the, in the name of Jesus, all the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God. And we thank you for what you're doing in all of us and our family members. And, Lord, we appreciate you. You are a mighty God. We thank you for coming on Bible Storyland every Saturday, Father God, because we know we can't do it without you. We can't even speak without you. We can't breathe without you. We are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us with all of your heart, soul, and strength. Oh, God, and you want us to love you back with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. Teach us how, Lord. You are the master teacher. We need to be taught how to love you, how to love one another, how to love ourselves, oh, God. And, Father, we lift up the children. Oh, God, our children, the precious gifts that you gave us, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, and these those to be born, oh, God. And we thank you for what you're doing in their lives. Have your way in our children. Let them be taught of you at an early age, and great shall be their peace, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you that as we close out on Bible Storyland, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the songs of praise. We thank you for your strength. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done in Jesus' name. Well, I want you to know that God loves each of you. He loves you so much. He's committed to your success as his children. He's handpicked you, called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He commanded us to love him with all of his heart, all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So listen up. Next Saturday is a very, very special day. It will be Children's Day on Bible Storyland. So please tell your friends, your family, and you join us as well. We look forward to you being with us because the children are a delight. So don't forget, praise the God, praise God daily. Give him joyful praise. Give him exuberant praise. Show him you love him. Don't just tell him with your lips. Honor him with your whole heart. I want you to know that I love each of you as well. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Know that he is God, and he deserves all the glory, all the praise. Amen. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Okay, am I doing another song?
No, we're getting ready. That was it. I just love the song. Everybody's going off but me and you, but I just wanted to hear it. It was so beautiful. So I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Karen.